This week, we're highlighting our recent call-in shows where we talk to our county mayors and newsmakers throughout the state. Today, we share an excerpt from our show with Maui County Mayor Mike Victorino. It's been a whirlwind year so far for this former county council member who's no stranger to politics. We talk with him about the issues important to residents on the Valley Isle.
We see sea level rising. We see other incidents. Maui, we had in 2016 that tremendous rainfall with the Wailuku River. Took a whole new diversion system and changed, cleared up and knocked down sides of our parks and areas that had been there for 30, 40, 50 years. So the severe weather we all have been experiencing throughout the state, throughout the world for that matter, is indicating that climate change is upon us, and we now must make what I call the infrastructure retreat along our coastline, our roadways, our sewer. Oahu is dealing, all the islands, we're all dealing with that now. We know that we don't have any time to wait. We've got to start being proactive instead of being reactive.
Well, I hope you're eating your Wheaties, because the first months have just been kind of crazy.
It is somewhat stressful to all of us, you know, especially our citizenry. I mean, we're constantly putting up warnings and asking them to be aware of what's going on around them. And again, your everyday life is stressful enough, so all of this is just added more. And whether it's Oahu, Maui, Hawaii, or Kauai, all of our counties have been facing some real challenges when it comes to weather. And I thank everyone and again, anyone listening throughout the state, just always heed emergency services warnings and make sure whatever the officials say you need to do, try to do it, because you want to keep out of harm's way.
Good point. I must say your first responders had another challenge over at the Maui Community Correctional Center. We talked to Public Safety Director Nolan Espinda about that riot at the facility. Again, your county fire and police helped to respond to, and he did mention that he stopped in to talk to you.
Yes. And let me start and go back to the incident itself. I would like to say that, yes, the overcrowdedness in these facilities really did bring it to the forefront. And I think we've been dealing with that for years. But it got to a boiling point, and there were some that went over the edge and created an unsafe condition, not only for themselves, but also for those who did not participate. And from my understanding, from both people in and outside of that system, many were not active participants, but they were trapped within the whole issue itself. And so I want to, first of all, recognize our police negotiators. I think I want to give credit to them for their defusing of the situation, getting those who were the instigators calmed down to be able to set things up so that people and the inmates, as well as the ACOs and our police department, were able to handle the situation in a very orderly, calm, and nonviolent manner. So I want to give them a lot of credit and thank them so very much for what they did. So as you can see, the result was not one that you've seen in other places where injuries ran rampant and also fatalities may have occurred. So first, let's recognize that. Secondly, the damage that was done by some of these instigators was quite extensive, and you've seen the pictures, right?
Yes.
And so with that being said, repairs and necessary changes have to be made. Now we go to the real crux of the problem, is the fact that we are overcrowded. We have for years discussed about moving the facility from where it's landlocked now, surrounded by a cemetery on one side, a reservoir in the back, Kahaliakeola, which is a transitional home-based program for people in need to transition back out into the working workforce, and across the street, which is all residential housing. There's no place else to move. There's no place else to grow. There's no place else to develop within this area. So we had looked at Punane. The Punane complex was well on its way, but for a number of reasons, I'm not blaming anyone. I never like to point fingers because, you know, it's easy to point. It's harder to find solutions. But we know we now have to do something, and have to do something quite expediently. I mean, we need to move on it, and there's not enough time to talk about it. So I have been in conversation with the governor. We will look at seeing what we can do right now to rectify as best as possible what we have here, and to really look for a new facility that should is probably 15, 20 years overdue. And so you have my assurances from the county. I stand ready to help the state and whomever else is a part of this to put not only effort but to expedite any permitting processes. Anything we can do from our side, I would like to be a part of and be a part of the discussion. And really, I'd like to say quit talking. Let's get walking. Let's get this journey started to building and or improving this system. If we have to go vertical, we have to go vertical to build more units and more cubicles, and where prisoners are not four to a cell, there should be only two to a cell, and that all these other issues about whether they're talking toilets, whether they're talking about washrooms, whatever, will be taken care of, and these prisoners or these inmates or these detainees, there's a number, it falls into different categories, are properly taken care of in a humanistic way.
You're in a situation there where you can't really turn anybody away because of our current system, so lots of things to be concerned about. I did talk to a resident shortly after that incident who happened to be here in Honolulu, and she was distressed and really scared that something like this could happen. I mean, really, we had a situation where the inmates said, you know, we're mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore, I guess.
Well, they can rest assured, our police department and the adult correctional officers were out there. The ACOs were out there, and we had the situation well in hand. Yes, it was for a while faultable. Yes, you know, we were concerned, but we made sure we had everybody in place, including our fire department, to help fight those fires in place so that it did not spill over to any residential or any other area except the facility itself. So I can tell the public, you can rest assured we were on it and we were ready to prevent anything from further moving in any other direction but in the facility itself.
Switching gears, we do have a call on the line. Amy from Kahului, good morning. What do you have on your mind? You have a question for the mayor?
Good morning, Mayor. In
good morning.
Light of last month's Native Hawaiian Legal Corporation lawsuit filed on behalf of a recognized cultural descendant, how do you respond to community concerns about the ongoing imperilment and desecration to the iwi kupuna, the ancestral skeletal remains, in the Pu'u'one, the sand dunes situated inside the Maui Lani Project District, as well as throughout Maui County? There are currently no archaeologists at the Maui State Historic Preservation Division, so there's no oversight of the developers' mass excavation activity in these highly sensitive cultural areas. Mahalo.
Well, that's a broad question, and we are working on that at this time. We're looking for the state to help us with the cultural experts and the people that are needed to be on these job sites and making sure that contractors fulfill their obligation or any development. We have asked them to cease at this point to make sure that these areas are looked upon, and we are looking into as far as the sensitivity and the cultural aspect, and no one in this community more than myself would like to make sure that no Ivy is moved from any ethnicity, whether it's just the host culture or any other EV that is out there. So I'm very sensitive to this, and I've been working on it, and I will say that we will soon have some ideas and some changes in legislation that we'll be bringing forward in a not-too-distant future. You know, so we have laws in place and we have policies in place, but they seem sometimes not to be followed, and that's when fines or anyhow revocable or permits are the other possibilities. And so I have asked that our public works and other groups that are involved in it, our cultural commission, be more mindful of it and to keep us informed and also SHPTA to help us in this area.
That was an excerpt from our call-in show with Maui County Mayor Mike Victorino, an example of some of the new projects we're undertaking here on The Conversation, another reason to support Hawaii Public Radio.